was the Cleveland Browns. Getting emotional talking about it.
This is film material, this, I reckon.
The Cleveland Browns were unbelievable yesterday, shooting out pretty early to a 28-0 lead. And then from then on, we're able to consolidate and win 48-37 in their wildcard round playoff. But what makes it more amazing was the fact that they had half their team out.
Yep.
I mean, COVID had swept through the squad. Their coach was in his basement watching the game, and they've made it through. Just a magnificent story that I think we're all following yesterday as the cricket was on as well. Jake Trotter is a Cleveland Browns journalist with ESPN. He joins us on the line. Jake, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Yeah, hey guys, what's going on?
Well, I just want to rewind 24 hours with you. Tell me honestly, what were your thoughts going into yesterday's matchup, considering you had a coach from the basement of his own house and you had a number of key players that were out of the squad?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of confidence that they would win the game. They have been a resilient team this year, and so I thought that they would hang tough. But you have to remember, the Browns had not won in Pittsburgh in 17 games. They had a 17-game losing streak, third longest road losing streak to a single opponent in NFL history. They had not won a playoff game since 1994. And so with that backdrop and then everything that happened last week, just didn't seem very likely that they were going to win that game. But after the first play, and the Steelers snapped the ball into the end zone, and then they intercept Roethlisberger on the ensuing drive, you began to think, okay, this might be different, and sure enough, it was.
Absolutely extraordinary. I can't believe it, Jake. It was amazing. Now, with Kevin Stefanski, obviously watching it from the basement, he's basically suggested he might be right next time round when you go around again. What's the prognosis with him and COVID and getting him back?
Yeah, he said today he's expecting to be back with the team on Thursday. You know, he'll continue to lead, virtual meetings over Zoom in the meantime. But he's very optimistic he's going to be back on the sidelines by next Sunday when they play Kansas City, and that he'll be with the team Thursday. I mean, he was talking about what it was like to watch that game in the basement today. He said that, you know, he actively paused early on before kickoff and didn't realize he was like 45 seconds behind the live feed, and his family, who was upstairs, he was isolating from them because of COVID. He heard them go crazy and was trying to figure out what was going on and realized that he was behind and that some great play was about to happen for the Browns. But he said, you know, he was really nervous. You know, he was pacing around watching the game on TV, and, you know, he couldn't eat anything, or he didn't want to eat anything because due to COVID, he can't taste right now. So he just said it was a crazy experience, and is glad that will be a one-off for him, it looks like.
I can feel a movie coming on here if you can go all the way here. How much did the players actually use this as part of their preparation as well? I think, for memory, one of the Steelers had said, the Browns is the Browns. You know, they obviously was a little bit dismissive in terms of, leading into the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge motivating factor. I mean, they can say whatever they want now, but, Baker Mayfield, Cleveland's quarterback, he put up a video on Instagram before the game. The title of that was Browns, the Browns is the Browns. Afterward, I mean, you saw a bunch of players posting on Twitter, the Browns is the Browns, and trolling Juju Smith-Schuster for those comments. You saw a video from the locker room of them saying, over and over again, the Browns is the Browns. So it was a rallying cry, no doubt, for that game, and I think it will be one for them for the rest of the playoff run.
How much did they get to practice during the week as a squad?
How much will they get to this week?
No, but before this game, how much did they actually get to practice before they took on Pittsburgh yesterday?
Yeah, they had one practice. Their Wednesday and Thursday practices got canceled because of positive tests, so their training facility was closed. They were able to get in a practice on Friday. Kevin Stefanski, their head coach, was not there for that. And then they had a little bit of kind of an extended walkthrough on Saturday morning before flying to Pittsburgh. So effectively, they had like 1.5 practices before the game.
Will they get a few more this week in the build-up to their next match?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe they shouldn't practice at all this week. But yeah. Assuming they don't have a positive test, and at least so far through today, they haven't had any. You know, they'll be back on the field on Wednesday, getting ready for the Chiefs. But, you know, this team is really for the last, like, 3 weeks or so, I mean, they are day-to-day. You know, there have been times where they've had to cancel workouts and practices last second. You know, they've done virtual walkthroughs. You know, before their game against the Jets 2 weeks ago, they had a positive test and a bunch of high-risk close contact on Saturday before they were set to fly to New Jersey, which knocked out their walkthrough. And so Sunday morning, just a few hours before kickoff, they had a walkthrough on the fifth floor of the parking garage attached to this to their hotel, kind of by Newark. So, I mean, they're used to, being adaptable, as Baker Mayfield has put it. And, you know, they're hoping they won't have to do any of that this week, but they have shown that they can adjust if stuff like that happens to them.
Oh, Jake, I've got my new favorite NFL team forever now, I reckon, as well. But just in regard to that, obviously now against Kansas, it's a huge challenge again coming up on Sunday. Do you give them any outside chance? We've seen them already produce one miracle. Can they produce another one?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a chance. You know, when they've been hot offensively and healthy, they have shown that they can score with anybody in the NFL. You know, they put up points against the Baltimore Ravens on that Monday Night Football game. Last month, they scored, 41 against another playoff team, the Tennessee Titans, midway through the season. You know, Baker Mayfield had 4 first-half touchdown passes in that game. So they can hang. It's just a question of whether they can get enough stops. And even last night, you saw them kind of struggle to slow down Roethlisberger once he got into a little bit of a rhythm. So I think this game could be a shootout. You know, it's funny, Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, they had an epic shootout when they were in college, when Baker was at Oklahoma and Mahomes was at Texas Tech. So all kinds of college football records. The final score was 56-59. I believe Mahomes threw for like 800 yards in that game, which is just like insane. 300 yards is a pretty good game in college football, and he almost tripled that. So it'll be fun if they get into another shootout that's reminiscent of that college game back in 2016. But, listen, you cannot count out the Browns after what they showed last night, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. I can't wait to see them take the field on Monday morning, Australian time. We can't wait to watch. Jake, thanks so much for your time this morning, and all the best on Sunday night. Your time.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me.